Welcome to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex. Everybody, final score today. It was not a good one for Giants fans. Giants go down to Atlanta, get clobbered by the Falcons, 34-0. How you doing, everybody? I am Russ Salzberg. Before we get talking about football, I have to say I think a whole lot of people out there are feeling the same way I did, and I very rarely say this, didn't feel like coming to work today. Our minds, our hearts, everything goes out to the people in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, Newtown, Connecticut, Sandy Hook Elementary School, I should say. And not only was our thoughts and prayers go out to those people, but the entire National Football League. You saw the Giants with the helmets. They had SHES for Sandy Hook Elementary School. And, you know, how can you concentrate on doing anything today when the lives of 20 innocent children and teachers, it's just an awful, awful experience. But it's something we have to deal with, and the show goes on. The National Football League also had moments of silence around the league for those people. But again, it's a terrible, terrible tragedy, and one that made today very, very difficult for all the people in this country, not just in this area, in this country. But that said, it was a football game, and it was not a football game for the Giants. They lose 34-0, and let me tell you, it's kind of shocking. Not that they lost. Was an 11-2 team going in, but it was an 34-0 is like beyond belief.
Yeah, I mean, I always say, Russ, in the league, no team is 30 points better than another team. And this team was really the most disappointing loss of the season for me, you know, for many reasons. A lot of things were at stake. It's December. You're used to Giants playing well this time of the year. Look at how they did last week, 52 points against the Saints to come back here on the road against a good Atlanta team. And obviously, Amani, just getting outplayed physically at certain parts, key parts of the game, on the line of scrimmage. Both sides, it was really bad across the board.
You really said it, Roman. They got physically beat up front. And that's exactly what the Atlanta Falcons, the New York Giants, did to the Atlanta Falcons last year in the playoffs. And the Giants should have known that if team who got humiliated like they did in Giants Stadium last year in the opening round of the playoffs would have some comeback to them. And they did not seem to respect them enough to come to the ballpark ready to play today.
No, they certainly did not seem that way. What do you say? We now check in with our colleague in Atlanta, Howard Cross. And Howard, listen, you were down there on the sideline. It was a theme that we've been talking about for a long time. The inability to make a big play when they needed one on fourth downs, they didn't make it. They couldn't stop They couldn't stop the Falcons when they needed to. It was just, boy, it was bad.
You know, it was a tough game for me. After getting spotted 17 points with alpha two turnovers, three turnovers, it was tough for the Giants to ever get back into the game. You know, what happens with the Giants is if they don't get turnovers and sacks, it looks like a different team. Just when you see all the plays over 30 yards in the passing game, they got something like 30 plays over 30 yards just about. That's the kind of things that the Giants can't continue to do. And when they don't get turnovers, that's what you see.
Howard, I know Coach Coughlin said that it was his fault going for it on fourth and one, you know, right before the half, to get some type of points on there. But, again, at some point in the game, you got to say 17-3 looked a lot better than 17-0, which became 24-0. Those fourth and one conversions, those were those as humiliating for you to watch as a lot of the fans and definitely for us in the studio?
I don't know about humiliating. It just lets you know that they were having a tough time getting anything going today, and you could see it on the players' faces. The chances and the opportunities were there. The center's uncovered. Usually you could take a quick snap and dive straight ahead with the quarterback, but the Giants don't really have that in their repertoire right now. There'll be some things they can look at that can improve on just from that one series or one plays there in fourth down.
We've been talking about for a couple weeks now that they're not really – on the defensive line been as productive as they're supposed to be. What are some of the things that the Atlanta Falcons did today that you saw how they stopped that NASCAR package?
You know, it's been really interesting to see what's been happening. A lot of times the guys have been playing in gaps, getting up the field, putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback, but lately they've been almost two-gapping, running into the guy and taking a look. When you can run the ball, remember, when you can run the ball, you get in third and shorts. Third and shorts, there's no opportunity really to get to the quarterback at that time. You got to have a third and long, third and five, third and seven, third and eight. Anything longer, you have time to get back to the quarterback. And the three-step drop, no time to get to the quarterback, which renders the NASCAR package. It just takes it out of the game.
All right, Howard Cross down in Atlanta, thank you very much. Howard, we will talk to you next week. All right, folks, a lot more coming up. We're going to hear from the coach. We're going to hear from Eli Manning and several other players on this bad day for the Giants. They lose 34-0. Folks, buy and sell Giants tickets at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Don't wait. Buyers get in, and sellers, well, you get paid. Again, you are watching Giants Post Game Live presented by Timex right here on MyKnife.
Giants fans, we all know that Hurricane Sandy has devastated many of our communities.
Your support can help the Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope for the families and friends when they need it the most.
Your donation will provide critical support to those in need. Text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10 or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Atlanta was very, very good. We were very, very bad. We started the game off doing exactly what we said we couldn't afford to do, which was turn the ball over. We had some opportunities in the first half to get ourselves in the game, to make it competitive. We didn't, weren't able to accomplish any of that. I went for it. That was all my call. Twice on fourth down, thinking that we needed to do something to engender a lift for our sideline, since it had all been one way, and that did not work out either. So, it was very, very disappointing. We were excited to come in here. They had lost a game the week before and didn't play very well. They were excited about playing today. They won 10 straight in here, and now it's 11. So, you know, we didn't play well. We didn't stop the run, which they really, quite frankly, had not been running the ball much. But we didn't stop the run, and we weren't able to do anything with consistency on offense. That's something we had talked about coming in here, that we had to, all three phases had to take a step to the next level instead of go forward and step back. Unfortunately, we didn't play well enough and step backwards. I don't. There's no excuse for what happened here this afternoon. We're all greatly saddened by what happened in Connecticut, in Newtown, Connecticut, and we all felt terribly about it. I'm sure the whole nation does. It's not just us. But being close to home, it did. The players were greatly upset about it. Many of the players have young children, so they could empathize with the parents of the young children that were killed. So there's no one that escaped the effect of it, but that's not an excuse for why we played like we did today.
Are you shocked by 52 points one week?
Consistency, that's the word I use, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm shocked by it, but what happened? Where are they? Where were they? And they did a good job. Don't take anything away from them defensively. They reeled us in, and they stole that ball early on us. You know, Samuel, same old guy. And then later on, DeCoud made a nice interception as well. And so they were able to do some things up front that allowed their secondary to play the way they did. And got a couple of interceptions on us, which really kind of took the wind out of our sail. Well, we have two games to play. There's a lot of pride, a lot of character in that locker room. And we have to come back from a devastating loss and shake it off somehow in some way and come back as competitors and with great pride prepare ourselves for a very difficult game next Sunday and to follow. So we have two games scheduled left. Unfortunately, we're 2-2 in this six-game schedule, and we needed to be better than that. Okay?
All right, obviously a downtrodden head coach, Tom Coughlin, and understandably so. Guys, you know, before he's talking about the game itself, question was asked, the effects of what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. You two gentlemen were players. Does something like that have an effect on the ability, or as Tom says, it's no excuse?
I mean, they're professionals, and there really is no excuse. But, you know, on the other hand, all these guys out there are human. And just like the coach said, there's a lot of guys on that team that can empathize because of the fact that they have small children, and a lot of them send their kids to school every day. So a lot of people were probably distracted a little bit, but still they had a job to do today. And obviously Atlanta did it much better than the Giants did today.
Yeah, and the coaches always say, no matter what happens, whether it was 9/11 or whether it was any kind of tragedy that happened close to this part of the country, you know, football and sports kind of become the distraction. And I think people want to have something to feel good about when they turn on the TV Sunday morning in light of some of these incidences. So, again, Tom Coughlin, head coach, you got professional football players. They were responsible for playing well, putting on a good product on the field, and they just didn't do that no matter what happened. I mean, you lose to the Steelers after Sandy and you lose this game. You know, I don't want to make those comparisons, obviously, but it was just a game that they had to play better than they did, and 34-0 is not Giants football.
Yeah, well, you know, it's almost weird, too. We talk about Hurricane Sandy and Sandy Hook Elementary School, two terrible tragedies, both with the name Sandy, and I don't know if it's ironic or whatever, but the results have just been devastating for all. All right, you are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex here on My9. You see the flags in Atlanta at half staff, and understandably so. This has just been a bad week. Terrible news. We got a bunch of funerals coming up for the week to come. So this is not going to go away. I don't think it's ever going to go away. But again, you're watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex here on My9. All right, folks, guests of our post-game show receive a gift certificate to Ben & Jack's Steakhouse with not one but two convenient locations in Manhattan, one on 44th Street, the other on 5th Avenue at 28th. We're talking about the celebrated Porterhouse. From that to the finest seafood anyplace, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. What do you say we now go back to Atlanta, where Paul Dottino caught up with Jerron Holzman?
Well, J-Rod, I'm sure you were pretty excited about getting a chance to start, but it was a really up-and-down game for you.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been a better game on my part. You know, I think some things I did well, some things, you know, I still need to work on, still a work in progress. So, I mean, we got to get back to the drawing boards, man, get back to work.
They tell you really good cornerbacks have to have a very short memory, so I suppose you're going to forget about this game as quickly as possible.
You got to. It's behind you. You know, it's in the past. I mean, you got to move on. You know what I mean? Next week, it's a better week for us to get better, you know, and work on what we need to work on, including myself, you know, taking the extra time to put in that work, man, and whatever, and reviewing this film and working, getting better from it.
What was it that made them unstoppable, the one factor?
I mean, it wasn't them. It was us. You know, we could have been more disciplined. You know, we could have played more ball. We could have tackled better. You know, it was all on us. It wasn't that they were doing.
Jerron Holzman, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, back to you guys.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Paul Dottino, Jerron Holzman said work in progress. You got two games left to see. Start shaking your booty if you know what I'm talking about. That was, you know, Coach Coughlin said it best. I mean, he summed it up for us. Turnovers, didn't stop the run, no consistency on offense.
Yeah, I mean, it's just still football, and it goes back to your basic blocking and tackling, running the ball, stopping the run, getting in the end zone, and preventing a team from getting the end zone. And you go all six of those categories. The Giants didn't do any of those well today. I mean, you give up the two points, the 14 points off the turnovers early, kind of put them in behind. You started saying maybe this is like the Cleveland game, kind of a gimme interception, and they just never recovered from that. So, you know, great teams respond, and if the Giants want to be a great team, they could have responded a little bit better earlier in the game to prevent what was a fourth quarter getaway at the end.
I think their defense is really struggling. I mean, that's one of the main reasons why I think that they're not as successful. I mean, their defensive line isn't getting the pressure both in the passing game and in the running game. And when you allow the Atlanta Falcons to go 70% on third down, you're going to stay on the field. And then it becomes a conditioning factor, the fact that they lost the time of possession because the Atlanta Falcons – basically just milked the entire clock. A lot of long drives, which ended up with touchdowns, not field goals.
Well, you know, you talk about the defense. You made a comment when we were watching a game. Who is it? Tuck, OC, and JPP together. I think it's together. Yeah. 15 and a half sacks.
Yeah, 15 and a half
sacks. Where's the NASCAR?
Well, the NASCAR package works, and Howard said this earlier. The NASCAR package works when you're passing the ball a lot. I mean, OC Miura said this a few weeks ago. So we're designed to play with the lead. We're designed to get after guys in the second half. When our offense has done their job, then we can just attack. But when you've got to knuckle up and stand there and stop that run, create turnovers, get the ball back, and not make big plays, you're not able to be opportunistic in the second half. You're not able to get sacks. And I think in some of those obvious passing situations, you didn't see the defensive line really get after the quarterback. You saw a lot of peeking and looking to see what Ryan was doing because you got Holsley and a lot of those young guys out there holding those good receivers. I mean, the Atlanta Falcons are going to have three receivers. Gonzalez, Roddy Wright, and Julio Jones have 1,000-yard receiving.
And Douglas today.
Yeah, Harry Douglas came out of nowhere.
You know, you never really know what happens when you allow a quarterback like Matt Ryan to sit back in that pocket and survey the field. And what Matt Ryan did today was amazing. Three touchdowns, and he was really effective. His quarterback rating was off the chart today.
Well, Amani, let me ask you this. The Giants had an inability today to take advantage of a big play. You had a big run early on from David Wilson. They sputtered after that. You had a big catch from Dominic Hickson later on. They sputtered after that. It just looked like every time they had a chance for momentum, they lost it.
Yeah, and I think it really started with the Lawrence Tynes missed field goal. When you miss a field goal, you're really just it takes the wind out of you. You want to score when you give a team a score like they did early, giving with the Eli Manning interception, you want to have some type of get back. And the fact that they drove down the field with a pretty impressive drive, it stalled. Lawrence Tynes missed that field goal. You could just see that at that point in the game, even though it was early, it took the wind out of their sails, and they weren't able to recapture the fire that they had early on.
It's interesting you say that, Amani. You go back 2 weeks ago to that Redskins game, Russ. Remember, 13-play drive, missed field goal. A touchdown, three field goals, one missed field goal. So that was early enough that he missed a field goal. He said, okay, they're going to be back in this position again. But when they got back there, it was 4th-and-1. They were going for it on 4th-and-1. They were saying, we need something. So you saw the Giants almost really playing desperate early on in the game.
They panicked a little bit.
Yeah, they panicked a little bit early, playing a little desperate, saying, we're down by 14. Oh, now we're down by 17. We need something. So it was a little uncharacteristic. Some of it coming from the sideline. So Coach Coughlin mentioned that. But, again, 17-0, you start to play a little bit differently because you can't. It's not an even ballgame.
Well, in fairness, it was also 17-0, and 17-0 knowing that Atlanta was getting the ball in the second half. Bottom line is it was a 34-0 embarrassment to the Giants, and now they put themselves in a very shaky position. This segment brought to you by Adorama, the official electronic dealer of the Giants. Text Adorama to 88769 for a free gift. You are watching Giants Post Game Live presented by Timex here on MyKnife. All right, folks, welcome back to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex here on MyKnife. What do you say we now go right back to Atlanta, where Paul DeTina was standing by with linebacker Chase Blackburn. Paul?
Well, thanks so much, Russ. And Chase, the Falcons held the ball for nearly 40 minutes. I think it was 9 of 13 on third down conversions. Those are numbers you just cannot survive.
Definitely not. Not the game we were looking to come out here and put on display today. Unfortunately, they had three or four turnovers. We didn't have any, or, you know, defensively, we didn't create any. And third downs, we just couldn't get off the field.
There were the two interceptions plus the missed field goal early in the game, and by that point it was 14-0 Atlanta. Was it simply that was too big a hole for you guys to emotionally crawl out of?
I don't think that's the case. I mean, we've come out of worse than 14-0, but at the same point, you don't want to start that way. You know, it's a big strike to the team when things start happening that way, things start to snowball. But we got to find a way. We got a lot of character, a lot of leaders, a lot of veteran players on this team. We got to find a way to dig out, finish the game, play right the rest of the way.
All right, Chase Blackburn, thanks for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, let's go back to you guys.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Right back to Atlanta we go. Eli Manning at the podium.
And, you know, that's football, and we didn't come out today and play our best. And you got to give credit to Atlanta. They did a great job. But, you know, anytime you turn the ball over three times and have three turnover and downs, you know, you're putting yourself in a tough situation. And, you know, we just didn't take advantage of the opportunities that we were in.
Eli, was it a tough play for these circumstances? For the tragedy, was it a tough play under these circumstances?
No, I thought the team was focused, and you know, you know, we had a great week of practice, and we were prepared to play. We just, you know, just didn't make the best of the circumstances we were in.
I feel like your playoff chances are out of your hands now.
You know, they're in our hands, in the fact that, you know, we got two games left, and we got to win those two games. And you know, what else happens after that? You know, we don't know. We can't control, but we can't control these next two games that we play. And we know that we need to win those two.
Eli, when you're
Well, I thought we had some good things. We just didn't, you know, again, we got down there a few times, hit some big plays. We just didn't, you know, didn't capitalize when we got in the red zone. And, you know, those are, you know, four possessions, you know, that were down there and you get no points out of it. That hurts. Well, you know, you want to go out there and play well. You want to we know how important that game was. You want to go out and have your best performance and score points and when you don't do that, when you know that you had chances and you didn't capitalize and they made plays that it's tough.
Eli, what the first interception?
Yeah, looks like, you know, Samuel just jumped it, and that's what he's done. That's what he does. He's done it a number of times. So, you know, I haven't. I'll have to look at it on film to see exactly, you know, how it happened. But you know, thought I had room and threw it, and he did a good job, you know, jumping on the ball.
The other one,
just you know, had a slant. It looks like maybe threw it just a little bit behind Akeem on the slant. Let the guy get his hands on it and make a play. Yeah, you know, seemed like it was close, but obviously just a little bit overthrown. So, you know, again, those are big plays, and you know, you hit that, and you get, you know, whether it goes for a touchdown, you get big, you know, momentum changing plays, and those things, you know, would have had an impact on the game. You never know. Well, you know that we can overcome losses and we can bounce back, but you know, it's just going to be a matter of you know, how we prepare this week and get ready. But you know, I think the team, we got good leadership and veteran guys who understand the importance of this next game, and you know, I think the mindset will be good, and we'll get a great week of preparation and go out there and give it our best shot. Thank you.
All right, quarterback Eli Manning, certainly not his best game, but again, he had help from everybody. Amani, let me ask you this as a receiver. Hakeem Nicks, as we were watching the game, he looks like he's getting back in gear, but if you will, he's still lacking a little bit in the getty-up department. It's just like he's not full speed just yet, and you know, once he could have caught a big catch, he did not, and another time he got caught from behind.
Yeah, I think he's just now getting into shape, getting into form. But just the only thing about it is only 2 weeks left. And, you know, I don't know if he'll be able to have the type of impact on this season if they don't get into the playoffs. I think as the playoffs go on, if they were to get in, that's when Hakeem Nicks will be able to show some of his form that he had last year.
Yeah, Amani, when we were watching the game, we were talking about this. We talked about the fact that Dominic Hixon is a guy who's always fluid. He goes north after the ball. He's a guy that maybe should be targeted a little bit more. Hakeem Nicks, obviously, you know, he hadn't come into play really to the last couple of weeks. And I think he's been over-targeted a lot the last couple of weeks, almost trying to get him to catch up to what he's missed. But, again, Dominic Hixon is a guy I thought that's been really consistent since he got back. And, you know, he's a guy that probably could have gotten more catches
today. You know who could have got more targets too? Victor Cruz. I mean, he only got 5 targets today. You know, they're all targeted about the same, 1-7, 1-6, 1-5. But I think Victor Cruz is a guy, because of his big playability and his ability to change the games, probably should have been targeted a little bit more. But it's easy for us to say.
Right.
But because we're not in the heat of the moment. But I think that's way this receiving core should be split up with their targets.
Speaking of targets, I don't think Martellus Bennett was targeted too much either, and that's a problem as well. All right, your Sports Authority question of the week. Who did the Giants defeat for their very first victory way back in 1925? Was it the Cleveland Bulldogs? Was it the Chicago Bears? Or was it the Providence Steamrollers? You're watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex here on My9. We've got the answer coming up when we come back. All right, before we left you, we asked you, who did the Giants knock off in their first ever victory way back in 1925? Was it the Cleveland Bulldogs, the Chicago Bears, or the Providence Steamrollers? And the answer is the Cleveland Bulldogs by a score of 19-0. Sports Authority, the official retail sporting goods store of the Giants. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. What do you say we now go back to Atlanta, where Paul Dottino caught up with David Wilson?
Well, David, you were very excited about your first NFL start, did a lot of preparation during the week. There were some good things for you today, but ultimately the team did not do all that well, and obviously the offense did move the ball. How disappointing is it to you, and how accomplished do you feel about the good things you did do?
I think the whole team is disappointed in the way we played today. You know, struggling on offense, struggling to move the ball, giving the defense short fields to defend, and you just got to execute. In games like this, narrowing down to the end of the season, you got to go out there and execute and get a rhythm on offense and get things started.
What do you think you learned about this? Because they always tell you young players learn from every experience. What did you learn from today's game about you and about your game?
I just think the way this game started, you know, you got to be a spark. I'm on kick return, and I can be a spark for the team. And, you know, I didn't get past the 20. And then we gave the ball up on offense two plays later. So, you know, just the way it started, I think we want to come out and get a good start on every game, and that'll give the whole team a good feeling about what's about to happen.
David Wilson, thanks for your time.
All right, thanks.
Okay, let's go back to you guys.
All right, thank you, Paul and David Wilson. David Wilson, not the game that he was hoping for, you know, down in Atlanta today. But again, this was just, as the coach said, turnovers, inconsistency on offense, and, you know, that you couldn't stop the run. And this has been an ongoing thing. When I asked Coach for our pregame show, what's the key to victory, right off the bat, stop the run. They didn't do it.
No, they didn't do it at all. And you go back to David Wilson. Last week, you know, all-time leading yardage returner in Giants history, plus with 100 yards. And this week, three returns for 66 yards. I mean, and then some of the returns, as you saw, Tuamani, he started, like, taking it 6 yards deep, then he kind of hesitate. That confidence really wasn't there. One thing I saw with Dave Wilson earlier, that first interception that Eli Manning threw, he got ran over by a linebacker trying to block, kind of forcing Eli to throw it a little bit early. So it's not just about the runs. It's about everything. And, you know, defensively, again, a lot of inconsistency.
Yeah, one mistake he made was wearing that prom suit. The second one was that when he got ran over by the linebacker, that effectively changed the game. That's probably one of the reasons why you haven't seen him on the field so much. Not because you see what kind of ability he has running the football, but pass protection, blitz pickup, that is one of the reasons that a lot of young running backs don't get on the field. And that was a perfect illustration how a missed blitz pickup or poor technique allowed Eli to throw his first interception, which changed the course of the game.
All right, well, what do you say we take a look at the standings? Because the standings do not appear to be what Giant fans would like to see. All of a sudden, I mean, Giants, they are on the rear end right there. Washington Redskins, Giants both at 8-6, but the Skins have the better division record. You have the Cowboys waiting to see what happens this afternoon against the Steelers and, you know, the Eagles. And this has turned in. Quite frankly, I'm shocked. Not so much shocked that the Giants lost today, but how they lost in such a big game, it's just, you know, well, I guess shocking is the word. It was flat in every way. I was dumbfounded by it.
Well, Russ, as an athlete, as a pro athlete, we all just play for the opportunity to win, advance, or get in the dance, or whatever, you know, whatever guys say. But when these games are so meaningful, you know you want to play for January, and you're defending the Super Bowl champions. And I always say, you're not defending the Super Bowl unless you're in the Super Bowl the next year actually defending it. So when you know you have that ability to go in there and a game that means everything and you got to put it on the line and you don't play well, lose close by one, blow out the Saints, get blown out the next week. I mean, inconsistency is really an understatement.
Amani, let me ask you. The coach said, they played good, we played bad. I'm asking you, was it more about the Giants playing bad than the Falcons playing good?
Well, I think it's a mixture of both, but I go more on the side of the Falcons playing good and the Giants not, you know, really showing up. I think one time when – I remember Green Bay Packers said something earlier this year, well, the Giants didn't really beat us in the playoffs. We beat ourselves. And then J. Ron Hosley says the same thing. You know what? Why their team beats yourself is because they come out – the other team comes out and they perform and execute at a high level. That's exactly what the Atlanta Falcons did today. I mean, you look at Matt Ryan. He had one of his best games as a pro, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, because of the fact that he was focused in. And he knew, coming off that loss last week, coming into at home, for that team to be successful, somebody's going to have to make a play. And Matt Ryan stepped up and made some more big plays than the entire Giants team.
Yeah, I mean, imagine, Imani, if the Falcons start on offense first, ball gets tipped, Anchorl runs it for a touchdown, 7-0, then something else happens again, now the Giants are up. But Atlanta comes back and wins the game. So momentum is one thing, and you say, okay, they start off slow, they spotted them 14 points. But, again, you've got to play a 60-minute game. We've seen a lot of comebacks. But in the second half, middle third quarter, you start hearing some of the television announcers saying, you got to start playing for pride at this point. That's something you don't want to hear.
No. You know you're in the doghouse. You don't want the announcers pulling that pride.
You don't want to pull the pride
right, at all. Right. You know what you can do with that pride. That's what the folks say to themselves. All right, once again, why we're talking about this, you saw it. It was a 34-0 shellacking received by the Giants, courtesy of the Atlanta Falcons, 34-0. That is not a lie, folks. Giants fall to 8-6, and all of a sudden, who knows if they're right now? Well, you were thinking about a division. Now, even the playoffs aren't sure. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex, here on MyNet.
Hi, Michael. I mean, obviously, they were as efficient as possible. Have you ever seen Matt Ryan and that offense so strong?
No, we know they're a high-powered offense, you know, and they came out and they just, you know, they did a good job. You know, we definitely didn't do a good job, especially tackling. We didn't wrap tackle, and we didn't stop their passing game either. So,
thank you very much, Michael. Right. Okay, back to you guys.
Michael Boley saying we didn't do a good job, I'd say that's an understatement.
Yeah.
Nabbing that baby right on the head. Well, how about the schedule and what's remaining? We were just talking about the standings, but, you know, give the Washington Redskins did today what the Giants – I'm not talking about the fact that the Giants didn't win, but the Washington Redskins went in, granted it was, you know, in Cleveland, they went in with a backup quarterback and won a game they had to win. That's impressive. And now – they could be – they're in a driver's seat right now.
They're absolutely in the driver's seat. They have a home game versus the Eagles and then away on the road to Dallas. But what that means is they have a great opportunity to not only control their own destiny, but even if, you know, for some reason or somehow they lose one of these games, they're still in a great position to go to the playoffs with that wild card spot. They put themselves in a very commanding position.
Roman, if I'm looking at the schedule as you're looking at it, to me, Washington has the easiest road from here on in the remaining two games.
Yeah, Washington definitely has an easier road. They're definitely better than Philadelphia Eagles. They beat Cleveland today. And you look at Dallas, I mean, the only thing you can do is just hope that the Saints – or spoilers to their season, because they're just trying to get to 500 to end their season with some type of respectability. But this is the position that the New York Giants have put themselves in. When you're hoping for other teams to lose, and whether it's the Lakers or the Nets, whoever, all these other things have to happen for you to now get in the playoffs because you had your chances and you blew it. And next week, you look at this Ravens matchup, who they got blown out today by the Broncos.
So
at home. So you got two teams. Really, it's going to be a dogfight next week, and then hopefully that Philadelphia Eagles game means something in week 17.
And, folks, in case that's not a misprint there, if you notice the 4:25 p.m. start time in yellow, initially that was supposed to be a 1 o'clock game, but it has been changed. That will be a 4:25 start down in Baltimore. But, again, it was a 34-0 thorough beating that the Giants took today down in Atlanta. And, it's getting back to the drawing board. Listen, we've been down this road with this team many, many times over the last 5 years, yeah. you know, 6 years. It's produced two Super Bowls. But after a while, you start to wonder. I mean, I was asking a coach this week, do you think that your guys literally like this? And he says, I hope that's not the case. The sense of urgency has to be, we have three games left. Well, now it's two games left, and they're not in the driver's seat like they were going into this week.
Yeah, I remember listening to Boley's his interview. He said that they didn't block tackle well, they didn't wrap tackle well. And if you're going this late in the season, you're not tackling well, to me that's a big problem. And Roman and I were talking when we were watching the game, talking about the offensive line, and the offensive linemen are playing very high. They're not moving people with low hips and driving and making running holes. They're just sitting up there catching people and allowing the defensive players to really two-gap and come off the blocks and make tackles in the backfield. And that's what I'm troubled about, is that they're not playing physical and they're not playing with good technique.
Yeah, Imani, teams that are great, and the Giants, you know, came into this season a great team. Teams that are great are predicated on the fact of your home run hitters, your heavyweights, so to speak, are playing well. And it's been a pleasant surprise that Stevie Brown has 7 interceptions. It was a pleasant surprise when when Ramses Barton in the Carolina game had 100 yards or what Andre Brown did earlier in the season. But it goes back to your Tucks, OCs, Eli Manning, Cruz, Knicks, Chase Blackburn, your defensive line. I mean, the guys, Corey Webster, those are the guys that have to lead the charge and let the young guys follow. So in case you have a cornerback or somebody goes down, everyone elevates their game. I haven't seen consistently enough those heavy run, those home run hitters, so to speak, on the team play 4 or 5 weeks of good football in a row. We just haven't seen that.
You were talking about pleasant surprise. Those, that group of gentlemen you're there is the unpleasant surprise.
Yeah,
you're not doing exactly what you expect them to do. All right, you are watching Giants Postgame Live presented by Timex here on My Nine. Once again, a final score from Atlanta, 34-0 Falcons. We've got more coming up, including Paul Dottino with Dominic Hickson. So stay right where you are. We'll be back to wrap things up.
Well, Dominic, your offense only had the ball for about 21 minutes in this game. I think it was 47 snaps in all. And this is your first regular season shutout for this offense since 1996, 24-0 by the Eagles. It doesn't get a whole lot worse. What in the world happened?
You know, we just got to convert. A lot of times we have fourth downs that we got to convert on, and, you know, we got to just keep the ball. When, you know, we made mistakes, you know, they capitalize on every one. You know, we can't do that. But, like I said, I know we're disappointed, especially our offense and our performance and not putting up any points. You can't win ball games like that.
The thing that I think is most surprising to Giants fans is that they know you guys usually play up in big games against the contenders, you know, especially on the road. And yet this was a real rotten egg. Any idea of how that happened? Where'd the emotion go today?
You know, I have no clue. Great week of practice, a lot of enthusiasm, you know, came out today. And I felt like we knew what we were getting ourselves into. We came, you know, team lost last week, and I think they had a 10-home game winning streak. And we knew we were coming in a hostile environment. You know, we just didn't show up today.
Did the Falcons show you anything differently that you had not seen during the course of the week? Because it just seemed as though you guys had no answers.
No, and that's the most disappointing thing. When, you know, the coaches do their part and, you know, they coach us up, have us do the X and O's, and then we come out and we see the same thing. We're not executing.
All right, then final question. Looks like the Redskins are well on their way to a win. Dallas still has to play Pittsburgh later on today. You guys are obviously now in a real dogfight in this division. How do you put the pieces back together given what happened today?
You know, that's one thing. You know, we're not concerned with anybody else. We just got to be concerned about ourselves. We got two games left. And, you know, we're going to go another hostile environment next week. And, you know, we got two games left. We got to get, you know, start with next week and, you know, try to get this W.
Dominic Hickson, as always, thank you for your time.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay. Guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul and Dominic. Obviously, that was taped earlier. It wasn't the Redskins looked like they're going to win. They did win. And, again, so them and the Giants are both 8-6. As players, you know, I've heard this several times, and I was there this week. They did look fired up. They did look ready to go and not cocky about it. How does that happen? You have been through those practices where you're all fired up, and then you go down whoever you're playing, be it home or away, and come up with a stinker, if you will.
Well, you know, Coach Coughlin always says this. You know, the goal is to go into the game to win, to prepare to win. From Wednesday morning when you put in the install, Thursday, Friday, the goal is to win. They have good practices. They have good leadership in this building, the organization, from the sidelines, the coaches. All those things are done well. Something always happens, Imani, between Friday afternoon practice, Saturday, whether you're getting on the plane or staying home, and Sunday kickoff, when all these other things go into your mind, you just don't play well. And so I think if you're on the plane right now, heading back home, you have to sit there and say, there's two games left. How do I want this season to be remembered? Are we the defending Super Bowl champions that lost? I mean, I won a Super Bowl. We went 7-9 the next year. You guys lost in 2000, went 7-9 the next year. There was a Giants team a couple years ago, 10-6, didn't go to the playoffs. So how do you want this team to be remembered? And I think that's something you're going to have to think about these next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think what happens is, you know, you want to go out, you want to practice as hard as you can, you want to play with as much intensity as you possibly can. But you got to know that going on the road, it's not going to be easy. So it doesn't matter how well you practice. Right. You got to put it out on the field. And if things are going slowly, you got to have a spark. You got to have somebody there. Maybe Amon Bradshaw not being there slowed down their emotional comeback that they probably should have had or would have had. But it's just one of those things where that's why you play the games every weekend, because you never know what team is going to show up. And the consistent teams are the ones that can consistently overcome things. Usually the Giants are like that. They weren't like that today.
But, you know, as you say, going on the road, they have to know this team has been a road warrior team. That's why today's performance is all that shocking. But anyway, folks, Giants got to get back to business. as you heard us talk about, it's only two games left in the regular season. If they want it to be a postseason, they got to get real busy in a big-time hurry, and it starts next week, Sunday, December 23rd, 4:25. Again, that's that new time. It initially was supposed to be 1 p.m. It is at 4:25, Giants-Ravens in Baltimore. Then, as always, the moment the game ends, you want to flip right over here to my 9 for Giants Postgame Live, presented by Timex. What can we say as we wrap up for Imani Tuma, Robin Oben, Howard Cross, Amaral Salzberg? Our thoughts and prayers go out to all the people in Newtown, Connecticut. Our hearts and prayers, I don't know if we can comfort them, but the people at Sandy Hook Elementary School, that's something that will never, ever be forgotten, and hope this country never sees it happen again. Have a good week, everybody. See you next week.